Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
Well, we've just finished the message of the month. I think it's going to be called Strange Fire. And it's pretty amazing. The message that she just gave took something that I've actually been on and then brought the consequence of it with the Strange Fire message. And so I want to just launch off of that message. And if you would like to listen to it, please, it's January's message of the month. It'll be available this weekend. It's going to be the week of Christmas, and you may have missed this one because of the holidays, but if you're starting this in January, and the message of the month will be what we're kind of launching off from. So I hope you'll be able to enjoy both of those. Martha started out with the scripture Romans 11:36 in the Amplified, which says, "For from him and through him and to him are all things. For all things originate with him and come from him. All things live through him, and all things center in and tend to consummate and to end in him. To him be the glory forever. Amen. So be it." And I've been writing posts about that. And they'll be coming out actually the first week of the year. So that's when they're going to start. And I've got three so far, and it's going to probably go beyond that. But
I'm just sitting here. We just finished this tape, and it was just, I think it was fiery.
It was fiery. It was amazing.
And I wanted to just read this wonderful verse, and I want us to know if we have come here. And we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. To know it and to believe it. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Mm. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. In this, love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. For we are as he is in this world. There is no fear in love. So I think it's my message of the new year. It's got to be this verse, these two verses. 1 John 4:16 and 17. In order to survive, in order to live, we have to have the love of God. And we have so many barriers up against it. We have so much unbelief. And I'm seeing that every sin is from unbelief, John. Mm-hmm. Sin is just the symptom. It's like sin is the disease, and you see the symptom, and you think it's all kind of different things. No, it's a very simple, very deep, hidden problem, and the name of it is unbelief. Mm. I think it's Oswald who says we should confess the sin of unbelief, and he says it's the most heinous of sins. Really, it denies God.
That's the issue.
It calls him a liar.
That's right. There you go.
But let's go back to your post, because I've read them and I have cried. Hmm. And they are jewels, absolute jewels of knowing. I think I can say it's about knowing whether it's Christ or not Christ. Hmm. Mm-hmm. Is it about that?
That's precisely it. And see, what you did in the CD of the month is you took it, you took that and you showed the consequences of it not being Christ. And that's, you know, I didn't do that. I didn't do that in my posts. I basically was showing where that it's either Christ or not Christ, that you're not deciding whether something is good or bad, whether something is right or wrong. You're deciding whether something is Christ or not. And that's the prerequisite for life, that everything that's Christ is life. Everything that's not Christ is death. So, that's the three posts that I write. That's kind of the premise I go. But what you did was you went into the result of and the consequence of and what it really is when you draw off of something that's not Christ.
Mm-hmm. Including self.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, that, for you to say that basically it's strange fire to anything that you do that's not from Christ is strange fire. And the result of that strange fire is death.
It burns you. Yeah.
That's just frightening to me. That's scary. That takes the whole thing. And you were mentioning a man who got in the pulpit and was delivering messages as his own. And they were not. They were literally taken from other people, from books that he's read or other messages that he had. And you know something? I think that it would have been okay if he had listened to a message and he was anointed. He was anointed with it, and then he gave it.
I've quoted many people.
That's wonderful, but there was a heart difference there. Mm-hmm. There was a heart difference there. Mm-hmm. He was bringing. He had no life and was bringing and proclaiming it as if he had life.
And that is danger.
And that's when there's strange fire. Mm-hmm. That's when we are in danger. Mm-hmm. You know, when I'm writing a post, or when I wrote the book Where Are You, God, or the new book, which is called The Sovereign Touch, I believe what I did was I sought him while I was writing it, and I was asking him for the words, and sometimes I was praying in the spirit, and I was saying, how do you want to say this? What, knowing the direction I was going in, and then how do you, and I was seeking him. And some of the things, you know, I can't say that the entire message that I was getting on sovereignty originated from me, because it didn't. The original impartation of that message came from you. And so the God's sovereignty, your message on God's sovereignty impacted me so much that it became like a seed that went inside of me, and it pierced my heart with that seed. And then it grew and developed, and the Spirit nurtured it and brought it forth as its own entity,
yes.
Its own tree, its own, and it came out of it. See, now, if that pastor had done that, if he had literally taken these messages and allowed them to impale him and to take root in his own life.
Yes, by the Spirit.
By the Spirit, then it would have been brought fruit. It may have even been the same message.
In the same words,
really.
I've had people ask me early on, Martha, I'm sharing your words. Do I need to tell people it's you? It's from you? And I said, oh, you'd be led in the Spirit by that. But if you have taken a word and you have lived it and seen it on your own with the Lord, it has become yours. Mm. It's not mine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And That's what you're saying. It's possible. We can learn. We can hear Jesus from each other.
Right. Exactly. And then it becomes, you know, as it's coming out of me, it becomes a part of me. And mm-hmm. and you know, it's all comes from the source, which is Jesus. So it doesn't matter what branch it happens to
right.
pop off
and
of.
It comes out of you in a different way.
Right.
John, it's creative. Create all things new.
Right.
When Jesus reproduces his messages, it's going to be new and fresh. And as Spark says, everything that comes has to be fresh, even if it's an old message. Mm-hmm. And you've brought it fresh. You brought it with new transparency mm-hmm. and new insight. And it's not, you couldn't say it's related at all to my messages.
Well, it went through a different filter. It went
yes.
through the filter of my life.
Of your life.
Right.
That's the filter. It has to come out of you. I was thinking yesterday that when I was brooding on these ideas and revelations, I was thinking about the fact that you have to live it. I know so well, John, that there's nothing I've written that I haven't lived in the extreme. And you have lived with that sovereignty for many years now, over 20 years. you've lived with that message.
And when I first started doing it, I was writing posts about it or whatever. I was talking about it sometimes because it was, like when the Spirit will give you a message and it comes out of you, but it's something that's very specific, pointed at you. You can't run around with your finger pointed at anybody else because it's a message for you and your life. And you may not even have the complete fruit of that revelation, but it's coming out for you from Him.
Yes.
And that's, I mean, I've
personal.
Had personal. It's deeply
so
personal. And you may be sharing it, and you have to be led when you're sharing it. Mm-hmm. But I've seen that. It's not like I said, oh yeah, I'm master of this. No. Or I have the complete fulfillment of this, or I have the complete maturity of this. No, this is for me.
He's that creative, even with the same message.
Absolutely.
It's going to take billions in heaven to testify of sovereignty. Mm. It'll be so deep and so rich, it will take billions of believers.
Well, I even said at the end of the writing of this book, I wrote and I said, I could write about this forever. Mm-hmm. And I've written more since I've written the book.
Uh-huh.
And I don't even know if those chapters will go in there.
Everything I write, I get more. And I wish I had put that in the book.
Right.
And, oh, that should have been there. But I didn't get it. And sometimes there's some things I'm going to add to.
Well, I mean, I literally could write about this forever because it is so rich. It's so deep. It's so all-inclusive.
It's so central, isn't it?
And it is so central.
It's so central to our everything. If we don't know the sovereignty of God, we don't know God is God.
Right, exactly.
And it is the message that doesn't, it's not cute and not entertaining. It's entertaining to me because of all the stories in the Bible about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, we like the sensational in this day and age. And this is the most sensational message, but it doesn't appear to be.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.